I have a story I'd like to share with you. It's a true life account. The first time I ever had any inkling, any insight into the power of thought, feeling, and emotion aligned in my life, I was in high school in the Midwest. I was 15 years old, and I had enrolled in a series of studies surrounding the martial arts. And every other day of the week, I had different forms of martial arts that I was studying. Tuesdays and Thursdays was a form of karate. It was a South Korean form of karate. One evening, we came into the dojo, into the room where the techniques would be shared. And rather than going through our techniques, our instructor invited us to sit onto the mat and listen and watch. And we did. And he said he would like to demonstrate something for us. He invited us to give him 3 minutes. He said, "Give me 3 minutes, and I'm going to close my eyes, extend my arm." So he was sitting Indian style fashion. His body was erect, and his arms were extended directly out from his body, 90 degrees to the floor. And he said, "Give me 3 minutes in my prayer. At the end of 3 minutes, come over and move my body, move my arms." And we thought, well, no problem. We thought we'd be easy on him. We gave him 3 minutes, and at first, a couple of young men went over, and they tried to move his arms, and I'll never forget the look on their faces. They could not budge his arms. And they called over a couple more, and pretty soon the whole class, they gave up trying to move his body. They tried to just move an arm. They gave up trying to move an arm. They tried to bend a finger, and it did not happen. With the power of probably 12, maybe 15 students, in unison, we could not budge our instructor from that spot. For all intents and purposes, he was one with the floor, and his arms were in a fixed position that would not move, and we were amazed. And we sat back in silence. In a few moments, he took a deep breath, and he opened his eyes, and he explained what had happened, because we asked. We said, "How'd you do that?" And he said, "I had the feeling of what it would feel like. I envisioned chains moving from the edges of my hands to the tallest mountains on either side of my body. And my body being anchored firmly to this place in the earth, I envisioned that in my mind. And then I felt what it would feel like if that were so. And I knew that if that were so, that nothing could move me. And that's why in those moments you could not move me from this place." And he was sharing this with this group of 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old students to impress upon us this inner gift that we have. Some call it a power. This technology, as he aligned his thought, feeling, and emotion, he thought what it would be like, then he had the feeling and the emotion of that having happened, and then he gave thanks. He allowed for the possibility for what he had created in that moment. It had taken him years of training to reach that point. And it was in that moment that something changed in me and something clicked. And it was a very ancient memory of even more, even greater things that we have within us. When thought, feeling, and emotion become as one, that is when we are most potent, enabled, and empowered to move forward in our world. What virus could stand up to that force, to that power? What healing could not happen in the presence of that force? How do we elicit that force and focus it in our bodies? How do we call forth the honoring of our relationship between us and the creative forces of our world? Some people call it God. This is the God energy, the potential, the force that we are that spark of that moves through us in those moments. Now the Essenes share their wisdom as we align thought, feeling, and emotion. We got the thought part down really well. In the thinking process, it simply is incomplete. And as we allow for the possibility of feeling and emotion to become part of this technology, it's almost frightening for some people when they consider the power, the potential that lives within their bodies. So the power of peace. Isn't it interesting that so much attention now is being focused on the power of peace in our world? And if peace is ever going to become the reality that we choose, now is the time. And if we're going to be in prayer, why not pray from the most potent form of prayer that we have available to us, from the fifth mode of prayer, the mode that invites us to come from the place that what we're choosing to have has already happened. And in doing so, we're creating the template of that possibility, and that's what allows it to be real. The question then comes up, the next question, how is it that we have that feeling of peace in our world when sometimes we don't see that? What do we use as a reference? If we're choosing to have peace right now, and we're in the middle of a civil war somewhere in Africa or somewhere in Europe, where do we find that peace? In the Essenes, once again, they remind us, we come back to them again and again, always have the brothers and sisters of light lived where rejoice the angels of the earthly mother, near trees, rivers, near flowers, near the music of the bird, where the sun and the rain embrace their bodies, which is the temple of their spirit. This is where we're invited to go for our reference of peace, back to nature. And once we find that peace in nature, we have a feeling in our bodies. Sometimes it's a feeling you don't even recognize. We often will take groups out into nature, and something happens as people take those first few steps through the valley and they look at the lush green forests or the deep blue skies or the snow-capped mountains of 20,000 feet surrounding them, the clarity of the glacial lakes, they'll take a deep breath. And with that deep breath, I see an expansion. They begin to open up from within, and that is them feeling that feeling of peace that nature gives them. I mean, that's why we're drawn to go back into nature so frequently. And the reverence that comes from that, our time in nature, is where we're invited to create the reference of peace. Give it a name. Give that feeling a name. Bring it into our lives. And now walk forth into a world where we may believe maybe peace doesn't exist, and call that feeling back to us once again and have peace. Whether or not we find it in the world around us, that is the beginning of a powerful technology. A very powerful technology. We're invited to look to nature.